Namaskar. The greeting Namaskar or Namaste, there are two different greetings used in different parts of India. And they mean, from the divinity within me, I honor the divinity within you. Each and every living being is a part of the divine. Each and every living being is a part of an integral whole of life. Everyone is a part of that one. There is no one outside of it. All living beings share a common source, a common reality, which is beyond the differentiations of form, color, and shape. All living beings share a consciousness, an awareness, a life force, which is something profound, something deep and transcendent. That life force, that common consciousness, that collective beingness is a whole, undifferentiated source for all life, for all existence. All lies within that one eternal self. All forms are a manifestation of that self. All beings an expression of that divinity. No one is apart or separate from that. Though people may wander in the shadows and do ill deeds, still in their heart of hearts, in the very source of their being, they are that eternal self. Only they have gotten confused, lost in the highways and byways of life, and have wandered into darkness and delusion. You do yoga, you come to a studio like this because you want something. You want to awaken something within you, to know something within you which is true, which is profound, which is related to source. There is a yearning inside each and every human heart, a yearning for the divine, a yearning to return to wholeness, to that place in which all beings find their home, their source, that place from which you have come, and out of which you have come in the sojourn of the world, into all of the involvements and activities of your life. Sometimes people define themselves to what they do, defining themselves by what they have achieved or not achieved, judging themselves. But when you do this, you lose sight of your true being. You become enmeshed in that which is ever-changing and illusionary. Forms come and go. Today you are rich, tomorrow poor. Today no one knows your name, tomorrow you may be wealthy and known. Life is always changing. All types of experiences come and go in human life. But there is something within you which is stable, which is continuous, which never changes. The aware intelligence, the being that knew you when you were a small girl or a small boy, that has known you, that has experienced your deepest sorrows and troubles, that has experienced your happiness and your joy, that has loved and lost and loved again. Who has known all of that? Who has experienced all of that? There is something within you that is lasting, that has been through all of these experiences of your life and remains today, here and now, aware, conscious, witnessing all that you experience. That witness, that source that knows that you exist, that knows everything that has happened to you, that one is closer than close, closer than your own breath. That one is your deep source, aware, conscious, knowing. That consciousness is in itself the very substance of life, the very substance of who you are. The source of your being lies deep within that awareness. When that which you know deep inside to be you is not turned outward to associate with all the experiences of your senses, is not turned outward to experience all of the turmoil and thoughts in the mind, or the emotions and passions of the heart, when that conscious, intelligent awareness becomes self-aware, awakened, then there is knowledge, knowledge of your deeper nature. And within that knowledge, a love arises, a love that is pure, pristine, untouched, a love that is the source of all love, the love that is in the core of your heart, the very deep love, the love that yearns to be whole, to be one. To bridge the gap of duality and find your wholeness, find completeness, find happiness that is lasting and eternal. That love is the source from which you have sprung. In the human heart, there is a restlessness that moves you through your life to one thing and another, always searching, always longing. But it is in that eternal, internal cavern of your heart that that longing can find its fulfillment, that your true nature can be known. The yogis of ancient times recognized that to simply stay in the world of the senses, always grasping here and grasping there, trying to find happiness and avoid anything that will cause you suffering, becomes a trap, because it becomes impossible within the shelter of time and change to find lasting happiness. That lasting happiness can only come when you move beyond the boundaries of change into the eternal nature of the self, and you begin to know that which is beyond thoughts, beyond words, beyond the mind, that which cannot be named but always is. The word yoga means to yoke, to unite the little and the great. To know the one eternal self that is in the deepest core of your own sense of self, that lies within your being. To know that one is to know the eternal nature, the one divine self. That knowing does not happen with the mind, it happens with the heart. It happens beyond words, in the deepest recesses of your being. And when you awaken to those internal shores, where truth abides, where love has no definitions, no beginning, and no end, there you find the unstruck music. There you find the yoga, the unity of your own feeling of your own self and the divine source from which you have come. You are not a separate being. You are not alone. You are part of a divine flow of infinite love, an expression of that in the world. So when you move from the wandering outside to your inner source, there you find the silence, the love, the wholeness of your being. There, truth abides. The path of yoga has been developed from ancient times so that people might move from darkness to light, from death to immortality, from confusion in the world of form to the truth of your own nature. So take the time to go deep. To move beyond the separation and the boundaries. To where there is no I and thou, there is only the One, unconditional, eternal being, manifesting in all the colors and forms of creation. Let that truth that lies within you be awakened and shine in your life. so that you may be a beacon of light, an expression of truth, and that your heart may sing with the love of the divine.